welcome back to Voices from the Closet, the podcast that delves into the queer identity through the shared experience of coming out. Now, today's tale is, I don't know, I feel like I've told him this before, but this person was actually the first gay person that I came out to in high school. And we never talked about it after that. And he was one of the only gay people in my high school that I knew. And I really looked up to him. Lalo, I really looked up to you because you were just kind of living your authentic self. And I knew that I wasn't ready to do that yet. And I've told him this story before, and I feel like we've been drunk and he just forgot. So Lalo, you're the first person I came out to, or the first gay person I came out to. And now we get to hear Lalo's coming out story. So, which is very heartfelt, and I cried, I teared up. So just get the Kleenex ready, guys. This is Lalo's Closet.
Hi, this is Lalo. My pronouns are he, him, and his. I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, but I was born in Mexico, in the center state, Guanajuato. I moved to Fort Worth whenever I was 5. And yeah, my first queer crush was probably a telenovela actor named Fernando Colunga. He was, very handsome. I used to watch the novelas with my mom, and I used to, be a fan of them. And that guy was very good looking. And every time that he was like in Speedo or something, I'd be like, ooh. I didn't know when I was a part of the LGBTQ community because I don't think that I knew that there was a community for that as a child, up until like I got to high school at least. So in high school is, I guess, the first time that I realized I was a part of a community. I don't think I saw myself portrayed in media correctly. Not books, not TV, not movies. If anything, everything that I saw was stereotypical characters, the things that people call faggots and all of that. So no, I don't think I was represented genuinely throughout those sources. The icons that I looked up to, and this is funny because my sister, whenever I came out to her, she was like, oh, no wonder. It makes sense that you were gay. But anyway, I loved Gloria Trevi. I actually am falling back in love with her because she's gone through so much. And I remember as a kid dancing and singing to her songs with a t-shirt in my hair, pretending it was my hair, and just jamming out to her. So Gloria Trevi growing up was a huge inspiration. And then in the later gay years of my life, I've been a big fan of Lady Gaga. I love everything about her, everything that she stands for. And I love the way that she uses her platform to represent not just LGBTQ community, but everyone. I think she's amazing. There weren't any many reasons that made... Actually, yeah, there were. I was very afraid to come out because whenever I was growing up, realizing that there was a queer me inside of me that I didn't know what the word queer was. Yeah, I was scared to come out to anyone because everyone saw gay people as like... not good people, but not something that anyone's proud of, you know? So whenever I was growing up, I didn't see pride, you know? Now we have pride. I didn't see pride as a thing that it's celebrated. So, and also, I was really scared of coming out to my family because they were Roman Catholic, Hispanics from Mexico. And yeah, so those were probably the main reasons why I was afraid to come out. But whenever I did decide to come out, I was 16. And at this point in my life, I think that I had already tried to come out to my mom once before. Whenever I was 11, I was using the internet to chat with people on like chat rooms or whatever. And there was a gay lesbian site or chat room. And then, yeah, my computer froze one day and I panicked. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get caught. And I had to basically unfreeze the thing. And yeah, so I told my mom, I was like, hey, I messed up the computer. And then I was like, here's where I was on. And then at 11, I was like, I think I might be gay. So we both cried. And she was like, no, probably not. You know, like, and as an 11-year-old, I was like, you know what? She's right. I'm probably not gay. Okay, so then I went through middle school dating a lot of beautiful women that are now most of them like really good friends of mine. But the real time that I count as coming out was whenever I was 16. I was already in high school and I had dated one guy, and then I was confused because I didn't really want to admit to myself that I was fully gay, because I guess found shame in being fully gay, which now I'm like, what the hell? Like, being fully gay is amazing. And so whenever, after dating my first boyfriend freshman year of high school, I told myself that I was probably bisexual to allow that that freedom of loving someone else that was not like planned out for you, or that people told you that, oh yeah, boys have to like girls or whatever. Anyway, the first boyfriend that I had, it didn't work out. And then I was like, fuck that guy. So I dated a girl because I was like, man, whatever, I'm bisexual, whatever. But then I realized after dating that girl, poor girl, the last girlfriend that I had was sophomore year in high school. And that was whenever I was lastly confused about myself, my orientation. After her, I realized, no, I'm completely gay and it's okay with that. And then my second boyfriend that I had, who I dated for like 2 years on and off back then, dating him for the first couple of weeks, months, I decided, I was like, okay, I think I'm ready to tell my parents. So one random night, I was 16 and I set my mom down first in the living room and I told her, I was like, you know, I think I'm gay, in Spanish, right? I'm like, soy gay. And I'm laughing about it now, but my mom broke down. She cried, she bawled, she couldn't talk about it. She couldn't say anything really. I teared up because I was thinking that she hated me, that she didn't love me anymore. And yeah, so that night was pretty full of uncertainty because we were both heartbroken. Like, I didn't know what was gonna happen. I don't know if I was gonna get kicked out. At that time, I was already like aware of like some other gay kids in my school that were kicked out. So I was really scared that that was gonna happen to me. Thankfully that didn't happen. And my mom and I went to bed that day, just kind of sad. The next day was like a normal school day for me, but I know that my mom had been crying because she had puffy eyes. And yeah, just there was a demeanor about her that was just like sad and like, I don't know. So the next day my dad found out, because at this point, I think I had already came out to my cousin, who was my first person that I think I came out to. And I'll get back to her in a minute, but I had already came out to my cousin and my sister. So my mom and my dad were really like the third and fourth most important people to come out to. And so the second day of me coming out to my mom, she broke down one night And my dad and I were having a conversation in the living room. And he walks into the room and asks her what's up. And she's bawling and she's sobbing. And I'm like mustering up the courage to go in there to tell them what's up, you know, because I already knew why she was crying. So I waited a little bit and I went into the room and I told him, I told him, I know why she's crying. She's crying because I told her that I was gay. And my dad, very quietly and serenely said, and he said, that's it? That's why you're crying? To my mom, right? And then my dad told me, he's like, you know, we still love you. You're still our son. And he said, he's like, this might be a phase. This is a phase. And then I remember like specifically correcting him. I was like, this is not a phase though. Like this is not like a temporary thing. He said, okay, that still doesn't change anything. You're still our son and we still love you. And then honestly, that was the best. I felt so lucky and I remember hugging them and just, I don't know. I will be honest and say that my parents and I, we don't openly talk about my gay lifestyle and like all of that. So like, but they, I know that they accept me. Right now I'm dating who I think is the love of my life. God forbid, right? If anything bad happens, but they know about him and they accept him. And that makes me really happy to have my blood family accept that person in my life. Anyway, back to my cousin who I first came out to. My cousin and I played tennis a lot in high school. She was the one that introduced me to tennis. And I remember one day, it's funny because whenever I was acknowledging this gay side of me in like middle school through high school, I think with her, she was the first person that gave me confidence to speak about it. So I remember I was still kind of shy. So we were being driven to the tennis park or whatever. And I had to text it in a phone to let her know. It's like, hey, I have something to tell you. And I remember I told her, I think I'm bi. And then she was like, what? We talked about it later or whatever. And then, yeah. And then a few years later, we realized that I was definitely gay, not bi. And like now she's one of my best friends and we hang out all the time. I think that I found my chosen family more in my college and later years, because even in high school, and I graduated in 2009, I think that was just starting to happen, like the LGBTQ community starting to be proud. So I didn't really, like, even though I knew of other gay students in my high school, like, we were not all friends. We just knew of each other. So, but definitely as an adult, I think that I found my chosen family. My blood family, thankfully, they accept me and I love them. And, you know, I know that there's boundaries because I can't fully be gay and hug and kiss my boyfriend like the way that, like, straight people do at family gatherings. But I know that they are okay with me bringing him over for family dinners and whatnot. The first LGBTQ bar that I went to was, I think, Copacabana, which is now Mass off South Main and Fort Worth. That little janky bar brings back so many memories, but so many fun memories, because that was one of the first times that I felt like, oh my gosh, freedom to be gay, to listen to Gloria Trevi and all the pop culture hits. So that was a lot of fun. I stopped going when they started charging minors $15 cover fees. I was like, this is an S4. thinking back on my coming out story, I don't think that I would change anything different about it, because that moment whenever I decided to tell my mom I'm gay, I knew that it was going to be difficult. I had, as a 16-year-old, I know that that was the moment where it set the rest of my life to a different like tone, with my family at least. With my friends, anyone that I came out to, they were all accepting, and whoever wasn't, I no longer talk to them. I mean that by like people that I went to middle school with. I remember being friends with like hetero dudes that we were really cool. And then once I came out, you know, in high school to all of my friends, they kind of stopped talking to me. But, you know, to each their own, I don't hate them. I don't love them. But yeah, I remember about them siding away or whatever. I would tell my younger closet itself to keep enjoying that like fun, blissful, like innocence, because at the time, whenever I was like blissfully happy, I didn't know what gay was. I had crushes on like, yeah, dudes on TV and novellas and magazines and underwear models or whatever at the store. I would just tell myself, hey, that's okay. Don't be scared. And sex is amazing, so don't worry about it. And then as far as like coming out to my mom, I think that I should have written something down, because I think that that first night when I came out to her, they were both so shocked, or she was shocked, that I didn't have like a script to go off of. Seeing how more mature I see things now, I think it would have helped to have like a game plan to kind of like help my mom during that first night. Like, I wish that I could find words of solace where it didn't like push her away or like, I don't know. But yeah, that's the only thing that I would change. My favorite part about being a part of the LGBT community is all the love, honestly, and the drama too. You know, they're gay people, we're dramatic as fuck. So I love it all. I love all that togetherness, all that pride that we exhibit. Like, there's not a community like ours. We are accepting. It's basically, we are those rejected artists who were looked at as weird kids growing up. It's like, that's us. We didn't have like a label. And okay, I'm very happy to have this label, you know? So that's my favorite part, that our community is strong and we have each other's backs. We could do better though. We could be helping out our trans sisters in any way that we can, use our platforms better. But you know, our community is amazing. My final thoughts about coming out to anyone are that it is a difficult thing to realize to yourself, and it is so freeing and liberating that I think it is important to tell people, because living a lie is not fun and it's insane, and I don't advise that to anyone. So whenever the time is right and whenever you feel like you have like a support, whether that be your cousin or your sister, both of which, by the way, were accepted me so like well whenever I came out too. So yeah, find your closest friend to come out to, and then after that it will become easier.
Thank you, Lalo. And I think that is some great advice for you closet dwellers out there. Maybe, you know, don't post on Facebook. Don't tell the world if you don't think you're ready. But maybe if you have that one person, start there. You know, there could be 1,000 people in a room and no, I'm not gonna go there. I really liked what Lalo said, and his story, it really stuck with me. And sometimes you just need one person to say, and or okay, it's not a big deal. Because back in the day, and even now, it can feel like the whole weight of the world is dwelling on this thing. So sometimes you just need one person to say, you know, yeah, okay, and for it all to all be okay. So, and if you don't have that person, come on to Impact. I could be that person for you. Shout out to Impact, but also too, like, Impact is a space for everyone. So if you're in the closet, if you're out of the closet, it don't matter. Come hit us up and see what's going on here. Again, I'm Tony, and this is Voices from the Closet. The music that you enjoyed in this episode is one of Mr. Cali Mars, so please check them out on Spotify, iTunes, all your streaming platforms. And if you ever want to come on and share your own story, please reach out to Impact DFW on Facebook or Instagram. And until then, guys, I'm just going to say and. We'll be right back.